Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Have you noticed that life is full of mysteries and questions, puzzles, occasions when we're not sure if we're dealing with method or madness, when life seems to go upside down? I don't know about you, but I'm a curious chappie. I like to ask brave questions and boldly go searching for acceptable answers. For instance, where do flies go in the wintertime? How do they make Teflon stick to the pan? If the world is round, where exactly are the four corners of the earth? And how can you get a square meal off a round plate? In football, what do they mean by a square ball? And who ate the first snail? And why did it seem a good idea to them at the time? Why do women pluck their eyebrows, painstakingly, one by one, and then immediately colour them all in again? An aeroplane crashes, the plane gets wrecked, but the little black box survives intact. So why don't they make the whole aeroplane out of black box material? You see, life is full of mysteries, questions, puzzles, and occasions when we're not sure if there's method in the madness or madness in the method. Are things upside down or not? Sometimes we look at the world and think, well, children look at their parents and have their thoughts. Workers look at their boss and wonder. Sometimes we look at the mirror and we think this, what was I thinking? Why did I do that? Sometimes we look at the heavens and God and we think these thoughts. We don't understand. Things look all wrong. We wonder if there's madness in God's method or any method in God's seeming madness. Has the world gone upside down or not? Maybe it's just us standing in our heads. Anyway, here's a medley of songs in which the singer is asking searching questions and wondering about life. There's Bob Dylan, Roger Whittaker, Tracy Chapman, Diana Ross, and Mary Ead.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Something's going wrong with the singer and the song, and the music isn't gentle anymore. There's a mist across the moon, and the sun's too hot at noon, and the house is dark behind the broken door. Where the flowers used to grow, where the leaves are hanging low, and a constant shadow lies across the floor. There's a strange and empty sky where the wild birds used to fly, and I never tasted bitter rain before. And will the grass be gone from underneath the sky? Will the golden flower wither soon and die? Will the fire burn out the land and the sea fill up with sand, will the last word ever spoken be wild? Will the last word ever spoken be wild? Someone's lost the plan for the brotherhood of man, and no one's trying to find it anymore. And the winds become a sigh for those who hate and those who die, and the waves are black and slow along the shore. And will the grass be gone from underneath the sky? Will the golden flower wither soon and die? Will the fire burn out the land? Will the sea fill up with sand? Will the last word ever spoken be why? Will the last word ever spoken be why, why? Will the last word ever spoken be why?
Why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? Called peacekeepers when there ain't to kill. Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon. Amidst all these questions and contradictions, there's some who seek the truth. But tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. Time is coming soon, when the blind remove their blinders and the streets to speak the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? And why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free.
Gather at the river, who is bringing in the sheaves? Who are the lambs led to the slaughter when they drop the bombs like autumn leaves? Who teaches us to live in terror while they rob us brave and bold? Do they play keys to the kingdom while they claim the earth to own? Smiling while they steal with taxes, they choose the villain of the week. For safety, they're mortgaging our future. Slavery's the inheritance of the meek. There's money for bailing out the bankers and for selling arms across the sea. in the name of business interests, piling up the debt on you and me. Shall we gather at the river? Are we just a bunch of silly sheep? Can we be responsible for freedom? Are we brainwashed, hypnotized, and put to sleep?
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour on 3TFM as we delve into life's mysteries, puzzles, method or madness, and upside downness. Have you ever thought or even said to someone, "See, if I was God, I would do things very differently"? Or, "God and me don't agree on some things"? Or, "If I ruled the world"? Certainly God's ways of working are not ours. We read in the Bible and the Old Testament, God says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." And in the New Testament, "The foolishness of God is wiser than our wisdom." Maybe we should be grateful that God's ways are not our ways. Whether it's God's fault or our own human fault, certainly there's a lot of madness, mystery, and upside downness going on in our world. For example, terrorists are called freedom fighters. Peace talks discuss how many missiles to aim at each other. Americans think the way out of gun crime is to issue everybody with a gun so they can shoot the shooters. We in this country think that getting so drunk you pass out and can't remember a thing is having a good time. Or taking drugs to make you see 6-foot spiders and think that the sheepskin rug is trying to maul you is how to enrich your life. Or since Michael Jackson, wicked has become really good. Today, good neighbours are defined as they never interfere, they keep themselves to themselves, so quiet you don't know they're there. These used to be criticisms. And in social media, well, it can be far from being social media. It's full of antisocial hate, vitriol, grooming, and fake news. Public civil servants should remember to be civil and serve the public. And receptionists could do with remembering that the word means to receive, not to fob off. Upside downs in life include the fact that tolerance and free speech are the very grounds given for banning school prayers and Christmas cards. In the Middle Ages, they built towns around huge cathedrals. When they built the new town of Milton Keynes, however, they forgot to include a church in the town planning. And school uniform gets ditched in favour of everyone freely choosing to wear the same brand of label jeans. This world is full of upside downs everywhere you look. Do you ever feel like the straight one in a squint world? Or like the zoo monkey looking out at all the humans behind the bars? Do you sometimes wonder, is it me or is it them, but one of us is an idiot? People can get scared of being out of step with everyone else. It's not only teenagers who bow to peer pressure, trends and fashions, and so the upside downs continue. But it's not only the world which has funny ways and upside downnesses. The Bible is full of it, and so is modern Christianity. And we get challenged by the Bible and Christianity to decide which way is the right way up. Here are examples in music featuring Noah, Daniel, David, and the prodigal son's father, who each looked like fools, but weren't so daft after all.
Once upon a time there was a man called Noah, and Noah was a man God loved. And one fine day God said to this man, Noah, I am going to send a flood. The waters will come down, and everything will drown, but you are going to build a boat. So Noah built the ark just like God told him, very long, wide and high, and into it went two of every creature. And when the flood came, they stayed dry. Now Noah did exactly what God told him, just like you and I should do. For when we do exactly what God tells us, He will bring the best to you. Once upon a time,
was a young man. He was strong and handsome, intelligent and friendly and brave. And he was very happy living in his homeland till people came and took him away. Daniel, you'll be brave. Daniel, you'll be brave. You've been taken far away and made a slave. Daniel, you believe. Daniel, you believe your God is near. So have no fear for Daniel. Your heart is free. When Daniel was an old man, the king had showed him favor, but all around were envious men. One day they caught him praying when it was forbidden, and threw him in the lion's den. Oh, Daniel's in the den, Daniel's in the den. It's nearly time for bed, and the lions need fed. Daniel's in the den, Daniel's in the den. But the people and the king have forgotten one thing, that Daniel, he's God's friend. It's early in the morning, the king is looking worried. He's running to the lion's den. Then Daniel says, good morning, the lion hasn't torn me. You see, my God has saved me again. Oh, Daniel, you're alive, Daniel, you're alive. It's a miracle that you haven't died. Daniel, please forgive, Daniel, please forgive. We'll tell every man living in this land that Daniel, your God lives. Oh, Daniel, your God lives. Oh, Daniel, your God lives.
Well, I'm just a shepherd, David is my name. I live in a village called Bethlehem. My brothers are soldiers and they're fighting in the war, but I don't understand what the fighting is for. I don't understand what the fighting is for. I go to see my brothers and I bring them cheese and bread. I see Goliath and I hear the things he said. He's big and mean and ugly, he's a very wicked man. But I'm gonna get him if I can. I'm gonna get him if I can. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Well, I don't need spears, I don't need armor plate. If the Lord will deliver me, he'll do it anyway. I'd rather use something that I know. I take a little stone and here I go. I take a little stone and here I go. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Oh, Goliath, you can fight me with your spear and with your sword, and I come against you in the name of the Lord. And everyone who gathers, he will understand. The battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. The battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Well, Goliath, you can fight me with your spear and with your sword, but I come against you in the name of the Lord. And everyone who gathers, he will understand. The battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. The battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Well,
once there was a man who had two sons. We don't know the name of either one. One day the younger left that loving home, all the money that he owned. He spent it all on things that were so wrong. And then he sat and cried, what have I done? My father will not take me back again, but I'll go and say I'm sorry just the same. Father saw him sadly climb the track,
hurried out, so glad that he was back. The tears of joy were running down his face as the father and the son embraced. Oh, what joy I have for you. Oh, what joy I have for you. Oh, what joy I have for you.
Oh. I loved you long before the time your eyes first saw the day, and everything I've done has been to help you on the way. But you took all that you wanted, and then at last you took your leave, and traded off a kingdom for the lies that you've believed. And although you've chosen darkness with its miseries and fears, although you've gone so far from me and wasted all these years, even though my name's been spattered by the mire in which you lie, I take you back this instant if you turn to me and cry. I don't care where you've been sleeping, I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again to me.
That was Ian White and Don Francisco. And down the centuries, Christians have been willing to live for Jesus and die for Jesus. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego faced a fiery furnace. Peter walked on water. Some were crucified, others burned at the stake, and still others fed to lions in the arena. Their foolishness wisely won ever more converts, and the church grew out of the blood of martyrs. Christians today still buck the trends, override personal safety, go against fashions, live lives upside down from conventional wisdoms. For example, Christians love their enemies, pray for their persecutors, return love for hate, don't lord it over other people, but humbly serve others. They go the second mile, forgive over and over again, give away their wealth. And all this is modelled upon Jesus, whose style includes a lowly manger, taking a towel and washing disciples' feet, and giving up his life for others on the cross. Here's Spring Harvest and then Michael Card.
He played the fool and he opened eyes.
So the world is full of upside downs. And so too Christianity is full of upside downs. So where does that leave us? It leaves us with a choice of which upside downs we prefer. For example, a selfish or a selfless life, being an atheist or a believer, material or spiritual priorities, living in the kingdoms of earth or in the kingdom of heaven, our will be done or God's will be done. What it all comes down to is this basic question. Are we going to go the foolish way of the world's supposed wisdom or the wise way of God's apparent foolishness? Choose wisely. Your life depends on it. Your eternal life, that is. So bye for now, and I leave you with the 400 voices of the Praise Gathering Choir in Glasgow.